Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
As you join us at Ours to Protect this morning, I am bringing up what could be a sore subject for many, and that's the amount of rain that's been falling over the last number of weeks. It seems that there's still water lying in every single hollow it can find. Today I'm learning how to divert a small portion of that water while also creating something beautiful for any public space or garden at a hands-on workshop to build a rainwater planter in the Cranmore Co-op. Now, before we look in on the workshop, I should also take a bit of time to commend Leitrim and Donegal County Councils, who've been praised in the latest EPA report in relation to the standard of their monitoring of environmental issues, with over 70% of their assessments reaching the quality recommended by the EPA. Now, despite this, the report did state that across the country, including here in the Northwest, high levels of nutrients are still being washed into rivers, lakes, estuaries and coastal waters. And that's particularly pertinent given the amount of rain we've seen here recently. Thinking about putting this water to use, while at the same time slowing down the amount of water flowing into drains, brings me to our rain planter. The fundamentals are to create a large wooden box lined with tarpaulin to protect the wood. The water from any downpipe can be diverted into the top of the planter with a perforated pipe running through it and an outlet lower down on the other side. Now, there seem to be as many different ways to make a rain planter as there are spaces to put them in, but you do need two different layers of tarpaulin, with the bottom one filled with stones and the top one filled with soil and grit.
Because, you know, there's such times when it's really heavy rain.
The community workshop at Cranmore was bustling with people involved in the project, as Eugene O'Neill explained how this particular planter was progressing. One that's destined for public enjoyment at Sligo Library. You'll have to excuse the background noise, but I do think that it brings across the buzz of enthusiasm and industry among everybody there.
You'll have your liner, you'll have your layer, soft layer, geotextile layer, then you'll have your
Soil. There's going to be a top that'll go down and make a seal within.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's going to be the gravel stone there, you can call it for 5 mil or so, so that type of stone, and laid on top of that. And then another layer of tarp, just with holes punctured into it, allow the water to get down there without the soil actually getting down into the stones.
Mm-hmm.
So it stops that migration of the dirt down. So then you have your depth of soil, how deep should the bed be?
At least 10 centimetres soil anyways. But on top of that soil then you could put stones for holding in the moisture, but also for decorative effect as well.
Yes, these are nice and all that. They'll be treated with the timber treatment, but they could be painted to just to brighten up the sidewalks or footpaths or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have colour during the summertime with plants, but during the winter it tends to be greens and browns and more muted colours. And that's beautiful too.
Or the heathers.
The ferns are just popping out in between stones, and I think they're very nice myself.
Yeah.
The planter itself is also a good way to focus on the issue of increasingly intense rainfall, which is predicted to continue here as our climate changes.
It would be great if we had these all over the place.
Oh yeah,
The amount of flooding that there was around the streets here on after that rain on Monday. We could have done with rain planters on every single.
Yeah.
This was just incredible that you get that downpour.
The rain planter won't be able for when it gets angry.
But if they were working at the ordinary rain, then there'd be space in the drains when you got the downpour.
Covering over permeable green spaces that could absorb and filter water in our towns and rivers that are under pressure means that rainwater is nowhere to go. Planters like this might be a small step in slowing down water when it falls in high volumes. The positioning of the pipes within the planter determines just how wet your planter is going to be. The higher up your outlet pipe is, the more water it's going to hold. This might determine the types of plants that can flourish and the range of biodiversity it can hold. The Co-op's Community Development Officer, Connie Nell, talked about some of the plants that like these conditions.
I think it's the purple loosestrife that we got, and in the summer, in August, full of bumblebees the whole time. So that's a really nice one to get, not only for wildlife. There's a yellow flag that a lot of people know. You see them a lot in around Dooley Park as well, like a lovely yellow lily type of a flower. Meadow sweet, I was surprised because they're kind of on our roadsides a lot. Well, meadow sweet is edible. You can make like jelly and stuff with that. It's really nice. The water forget-me-not, so I'm not sure how it's much different from a an ordinary forget-me-not. And then we have Water Mint, Creeping Jenny, I think we got as well. And there's the Lady Smock, I think is a bit of a term that people are familiar with. But yeah, there's a couple of websites and good sort of lists, and you just, I suppose, go and look online.
Meanwhile, the group was in full flow, working out the finer details of assembling the planter.
Because of the fact that our water is too much too often and in a drought, it's going to be a trial and error as to where they should go.
I was talking about perforated pipe, yes, as well. Would that be a good idea?
Precisely, because for this to function, that's only a thought.
To refine it every time you do it, though, yeah, too, yeah, isn't it?
Well, it's a learning process.
And as big as that, you probably need a big amount of gravel.
You'll have gravel literally half, and then a mixture so that you're going to have something sponge-like to hold water. Here's a suggestion, and try it.
As you can hear, building a planter like this can be a really collaborative and creative project, and it's great for bringing people together. Karen Kennedy is the Community's Climate Action Officer with Sligo County Council.
I just think this is a lovely way to do it. Street by street, everyone coming out, help them to build, and then everyone kind of get involved and workshop it together. It's fun too.
And indeed, you could attach a seat to this, to sit alongside it. That type of thing.
I've seen too where the Downs spouts have used just a little sort of metal plate, and sort of creates a noise, then a little bubbling.
Go. Like a Japanese type of...
Yeah, so you're bringing sound into it as well. It's lovely to try them, see what works, and integrate things into them that will bring lots of joy.
If it's against the back of your, if it's against the wall or whatever, you get some tall plants and then some... As you say, some cascading plants over the top.
You know, it's doing a practical thing, but it can also be beautiful as well.
I hope that some of you might get to enjoy this planter when it's installed at Sligo Library in the coming weeks. Keep an eye out for it. I'm planning to drop in on Brenda Cawley in the Europe Direct Information Centre there anyway, in order to update you on its progress. My final word today is to pass on a call to anyone with an interest in active or sustainable transport in Sligo. Please mark down the 30th of November on your calendar and head to the Clarion Hotel in Sligo at 7 p.m. Sligo Public Participation Network will be there on the night, looking for opinions on what you need and how we should approach sustainable transport options across the country for the future. The more people that feed in their opinions, the better it will serve us all.